Yeah, so now we have Luis Diego Espinosa, Isaac Jacobson, Mohamed Ibrahim, Hitoshi Saito, and Wim de Gisele from staff, Bart Boswinkle and Christina Nordstrom, and apologies from Antoinette Johnson.
Okay. Will we start now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Diego.
Okay. Hi. Christina, can you give me, would you permit to share my desktop? Or?
Oh, sure. Hang on.
Everybody's on Adobe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me, can I just say again that somebody has a background noise, and if you're not talking, you can mute your phone with star 6. Then it's star 7 to unmute. Who just joined?
It's Wim here. Hi.
Hi, Wim.
I think it's Diego's line, Christina.
Okay.
Okay. Christina, the mind map is on the screen?
Yes, I can see it.
Okay. The first things I want to review with you is the requirements from the past working group, the incident response working group, and I review the requirements for this repository from the presentation sent before by TAR. We have these four requirements: high availability, 24/7. Alternative communication channels. This means the repository should have additional communication channels. Additional to email and online communication channels, and this alternative should be something like landline, phone number, fax, and I don't know, pay or something like that, or any other alternative communication channel. Because in case of emergency or in case of an internet emergency, or maybe the email or that kind of thing, it doesn't work. Then, or in case of emergencies like earthquakes or tsunamis or something like that, the last thing is working is the internet. That seems maybe take some time to work on. Then it's necessary to have an additional communication channel. The data must keep up to date. We were talking about this, and this could be the expensive part of to keep the maintenance of the repository. And support additional use case. Okay, these four requirements is some kind of provided by before us, okay? Then, we were working on some questions we agreed to with operations, with build and implement, with maintain. We worked on some questions. I tried to provide my answer and my point of view in one of these questions, and on the most of the questions, but is that my point of view? I want to know if somebody has a different perspective about these questions or a different opinion then I want to renew it quickly. Then in case put this on the center on the screen. For example, I'm talking about operations and requirements about operations. You see the tree. Itochi, HS Itochi, asks this: when a trader who access the repository operated to allow users to query by phone or order. This is what we were talking about. We must have alternative channels, like in requirements. Okay, this is easy. The other one is how to inform the spammer search on planning maintenance. Okay, this may be an opinion about how can manage this. Maybe an announcement on the web page or mailing list or RAS feed where the user should be subscribed obligatory in order to have access to the repository. In this way, the organization, the CCERT or CERT or any other response team organization must have subscribed to some kind of information system where the repository must announce some planned maintenance in the system. Anybody has a different perspective about this or any other answer for this question from the chief?
Diego, this is Bart.
Yes, Bart.
Say, if you look at, say, this is called requirements as well, and then we have, say, in the blue one, you've added the requirements from the previous working group. And I've noted, if you scroll to the right, there are other requirements as well. Is it, and this is just a suggestion, focusing on the requirements, is it an idea to split the requirements from, say, from a more technical operational perspective, so what are the requirements for the database, etc., and a more organizational operational requirement, say, the availability of 24/7. So a very good example, I think, for to make this distinction, and where you can see where it works, is if you scroll to the right on your mind map. This was one of the questions as well from Hitoshi, I think. And under requirements is, say, a bit further, please, to the right. You have a requirements built implement there as well. Say, how much outage do you allow for such a repository? Either scheduled or whatsoever. So that means more the technical functional or technical operational outage. Now, if you combine this with availability 24/7, it becomes a bit strange, in my view.
Yes, I understand,
So what you said, so without going into the details of your answer, is what I suggest is that we say we've got this list of requirements already, and that, and the focus point for this call was on the requirements, that we try to come up, say, first of all, check if people feel comfortable with making this distinction between more the organizational operational requirements, so that means availability, et cetera, of the organization, and secondly, with the technical functional requirements, because you need to address both.
Yes, I understand. Okay.
Diego. So that's the first step. If everybody agrees that we go down this path, then that's fairly simple. The second one is a bit harder, I would guess, is whether all the requirements in this mind map are sufficient, or do we need others, or is there any redundancy?
Hi, sure. There's some redundancy in the requirements, sure. But I want to maybe I suggest this. Maybe we can move some of these requirements to the corresponding requirement to try to join and to try to put it together to see which one is redundancy or duplicate.
Yeah, but first make a distinction between operational organizational requirements and more the technical functional requirements, because they address different aspects. Say one is looking at the type of, you could say there needs to be a requirement, whoever is going to run it, there needs to be at least two databases in two different facilities, and maybe even in two different countries and in two different networks, in order to allow so you need to have redundant operation or redundant technical operational stuff. So what you normally would do as a registry.
Yes, I understand. But if we put it together, maybe it's not so difficult to distinguish if the requirement is for operation or is for maintenance or is for build.
And maybe it's a good idea if you can combine all the requirements together. We run through them, and if people on the call think of requirements out of the top of their head and what they know from their experience, and we add them to the list, and then you can make the distinction, and then you have a reasonable set of requirements.
Yes, that's what I'm proposing. I don't know if it's okay, but maybe we can work in that way. Then, according to that, how do you think if I move this requirement, for example,
just add them all together, and then we can separate them out into different or three different categories. But first, lump all the requirements together, I would say.
Okay. And in this case, this first requirement is about, is answered by alternative channel communication. There's a few movers here, for example.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then this one is about, but in different meaning.
That's a new one.
This could be a new one.
So add them to the requirements there, yeah?
Okay, yes. In this way, you can move it. And we must title this requirement, or we must establish this requirement.
Yeah.
Or maybe, we leave it here.
Yeah, we just leave it there and then go through all the other. So maybe a question for the working group members. Do you agree with this approach?
I think it makes sense. It's Mohammed here. Yeah, I think by having them at least in this grouping, it will be easier at least to follow what's happening. I'm happy with this arrangement.
Yeah, okay. And then we can start this. Then we can start separating them out in different categories.
Yes, Isaac, I agree.
Yeah. Others as well? Hitoshi?
Hey. Pardon?
Do you agree with the approach to first cluster the requirements?
Yes, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. All right, we can move. Bart, this is a question. I can't answer it.
it's one of the... You just leave it there. Maybe it's invalid. I don't know, but just leave it there. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Just focus on the requirements.
Yes, sure. Okay. Here's another question from Itochi. It's about disclosed abuse cases. Okay, and in the working group, in the back working group, is what defined it. The use case is what defined it, but a very general. The use cases was defined, but in very general way, then very not so specific. But in the past working group, they mentioned that the escalation procedures and action paths was not defined. This means that somebody must do that. Escalation procedure and action paths. I'm not so sure if this working group must do that, or maybe just we need to set up a requirement with this with this definition of procedure and working path. But it's some kind of functional requirement for the repository.
Diego, this is a suggestion. So maybe leave this one open, but add a new one to requirements. Is escalation paths need to be defined?
Okay.
And if you can draw a link to that one, that would be easy, because then you see what's happening.
This way, and we can move it to here.
Yeah.
You, okay.
No, or just create one of those blue lines you have on the other side as well.
Okay. Sure. Here, escalation path to be defined. Okay, that's like a requirement, and we have this question from Becky here. Okay, let's move down there. I answer myself, but I want to know if somebody has some suggestions here. This is about the evaluation of the incident. This is the use cases, basically. This is the use cases. Then to be some gaps. Okay, maybe we can move this question answer to support environment in these cases. Do you agree?
Mm-hmm.
That looks strange. Okay, let's try.
Rephrase it, evaluation of use cases.
Okay.
Then you turn it into a requirement statement, another question.
Okay.
So leave the other one, so undo the move thing.
The other one, number? Okay, this one?
It needs to be rephrased. We can do that after the call, Diego. Maybe that's easier.
Okay. Okay.
It's a good thing the screen is on, otherwise I would seasick.
Okay, do you suggest we can make a new requirement about use cases?
Yes, otherwise we do it after the call, Diego. So just
after
run through it and then see. So if we can run through all the questions, whether they are requirements, yes or no, then we can move
okay.
on, because then we got the working group members involved as well.
Okay, sure. Okay. Okay. This one, okay, this one, I answer in this way. The incident, the evaluation of incident to the question was if we must rely on the secured criteria about what or what not is an incident. Then my answer was, would you rely on something? No, the repository will be unusable, because if we need to evaluate each incident, to see if that is an incident for this repository or not, maybe when the repository can answer that, the incident already passed, or it's not, because this kind of thing is supposed to be used for emergency. Then during emergency, it made a quick answer or a fast answer about the contact repository. We cannot wait some time to somebody can evaluate the incident. Then we must define the criteria for the repository in these cases. Where most of the incidents can fill in and can define how to use or how to access these repositories. Then we can establish that some kind of contract or agreement to use the contact repository. Then
Diego?
The thing is, yes.
Would you qualify this as a requirement, or wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's my point right now. The requirement could be the need of define a contract or agreement with each substitute or with each organization that will be used the contact repository. Do you agree with that?
No, it's a contract to ensure the use cases.
Yes.
Maybe rephrase it in that way as a requirement.
No way, it's great. The requirement could be a contract with external entity for use cases.
Yeah, to ensure, yeah.
Okay. Everybody agree with this, or think in a different way about this agreement, this requirement, sorry?
I think we can reward it later on, but perhaps we should move it now to the requirements.
Especially the requirement for contracts.
Okay. Here?
Yeah.
You can move a contract.
And yeah, contract, yeah, with external parties.
Yes, we can completely include the phrase. Okay. Okay, Barbara, please. The IRC will include the fund use cases. However, etc., and therefore these cases may change. Who, how, and when are these cases evaluated and adjusted? This is just great idea. Maybe some ad hoc committee at CCNSO to review these cases policy or something like that. In order to be part of this map, I suggest that build some kind of policy of use cases, but this policy should be very broad, very broad, and not so specific in the way that we can anticipate. What could be the use cases and attend only exceptions or only some kind of reviewing not so frequently, then that is my suggestion. But I don't know if somebody has a different suggestion, or this could be a requirement, I ask you, if this could be a requirement.
Well, it could be part of governance. for the time being.
Yes.
So change the link from use cases to governance.
Okay. We have governance. We don't have governance like item by itself.
But you got it. You got it in the operation. You got the main main link.
Here.
You have governance.
Okay. But this should be a requirement or a specification or...
It's more this is a question going back to the CC community, I would say, governance.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, governance is not very clear, but it's you've got different models there as well.
Sure. Okay, let's move to the another one. This is about regional organizations who have access to the repository, all or only affiliates. That's my question, and I answer myself. This could be established on the prescriptive level of access to some of the a restrictive level of information. In this way, the content repository can be used to a different proposals, but maybe not. Maybe it's not appropriate to use the content repository for different proposals, only for emergency.
Maybe this is, Diego, this is again a suggestion. Maybe you go back to governance as well, because this is a question for the CEC community at large, which they have to answer.
Okay, maybe we can move all the governance issues or items in together, but we can make it later. Okay. Let's view the content repository questions. And which one could be a requirement for the system for the content repository? Okay, so I'm asking. Bart asking about should we include the development operation to build on the repository? I think this development should not create a new one entity or a new one organization to support that. Going. I think this content repository could be seen like an extension of contact management that already has IANA for the CC, but the service should be run by a third party. Then, in this case, IANA will govern the repository in some way. I don't want to put more work to IANA. I only look for not create new organizations to support these or to hold these.
So maybe that's again a governance question, because say from what I know, some people within the CCTLD community would disagree with you, that this is no role for ICANN/IANA.
Okay.
But sure. It's an important question, because that makes, it has to do with, say, if you have, for instance, the operational requirement of availability is... And if a CC or a regional organization would run it, then the question is, are they available 24/7?
Sure. Yeah, sure. Okay. Let's create a new branch here. directly from our mission is everything about governance.
Yeah.
I would move it here.
Yeah.
Because this kind of things will be asked to see community or kind of community.
And this is where you probably need, as a working group, feedback from the community as well before you can go out, because that will determine some of the questions about funding and costs and the type of organization you're looking for.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Let's move to the next one. This was about funding. Sorambla talk about the funding is not, if the funding is not clear or acceptable, that the industry might have a problem. Service could be stopped or some industry couldn't afford the service. It is expensive. Yes, I want to comment about this because in the part working group, we have some kind of bid or some kind of offer about how much the cost is to have this service running by a third party. And he was mentioning that something like 1,300 euros, no, dollars for to set up, and $1,400 per year per participant. Then this amount could be a huge amount for the very small CCPLD, and could be insignificant for the huge or for the big CCPLDs or for the big venues. Then this this model where it's charged directly to the CC organization or to the registry, the cost of to be on the repository is against, I think it's against the objective of the repository, because one of the goals of the repository is to have the major quantity of contacts or registered there. Then, if the cost is a barrier or is a kind of obstacle, then nobody going to be there, because nobody knows or nobody maybe understand well why to be in the registry. Then we need to find a model where the model should be not include the direct payment for the service from CCPLD. Instead of that, should be financed by indirect and volunteer contributions complemented by some kind of global benefit project. It would be interesting to find the funding model for the emergency of the four organizations, because probably they have a funding model basis on not on the context, more on the users of that repository. Maybe we can evaluate that. We can try to find some funding model, making some charges to the users of the repository instead of the participants of the repository. Does this make sense?
Diego, this is Bart.
Yes.
Say what I would do. Say this is again a word of advice. I do understand your reasoning, but there are different models there. But I leave, say, it depends very much on how much it will cost. Say, if you look at the examples used by the previous working group, you end up with something like, I think it was $1,500 maintenance fees a year. If this becomes prohibitive, then the working group may suggest others and seek feedback. But I would leave this as it is. And if you go back to the original emails, say table we send out, say there are different funding models. You could either seek external funding, maybe as say some a richer CCTLDs want to assist smaller CCTLDs. So different models out there. And I think at this stage it's a bit early to answer these because you don't know about the money you're talking about, what is needed.
Yes. But this could be affect the some of the requirements, because we look for to funding the repository not from the contacts but from the users, from the CSIRTs, from this kind of organization that would be used the contact repository, then we can establish a requirement of payment from the organization that would be used this contact repository. But let this for more advanced, for not another call.
Yeah.
And to develop a little bit. Okay, I only let you the idea here to.
I do understand and I agree with most of what you said. So, but I would leave funding out as at this stage. It needs to be addressed one day or the other.
Yes, sure. Okay. Okay. We need to work specifically in funding some moments. Okay. This is another question. How to evaluate the proposal? Okay, Itochi asked me, how should we evaluate the proposal? I believe he is talking about the evaluation of different proposals to run this contact repository or to build this contact repository. And my answer in that meaning is, I don't know if NICAN exists some kind of evaluation team for other buildings, or this task must be done for the same working group. Maybe we can look for how they did it in the past, this kind of thing where something must buy it or something must buy it or pay for some new service if it's possible to have some support in this space. But I think it's important that this working group should provide the criteria to evaluate the proposal.
Diego, if you look, what is important as well, and maybe that's there is some language in the charter of the working group that is referring to this question.
There is okay, yes.
So maybe say it's a bit, maybe leave it as that, as this. So this is more I wouldn't call it governance in the sense we use it for others. Maybe say if you change that into proposal evaluation or something, because it's part and refer to the charter as well.
In any case, evaluating a proposal, perhaps there could be even some template, so we might not have to reinvent the wheel. In other words, although it's a valid point, it might not be very critical. In other words, we should be able to find a way to evaluate a proposal.
What I say from the top of my head, I recall from the charter is that the first bit is before sending out any proposals, it needs to go back to the CCTLD community whether, say, the models, etc., are acceptable.
Yes, sir. I remember. Okay.
So that's in the charter itself. So,
yeah.
So maybe it's so that's a charter thing.
Okay.
But it's a valid question anyway. Like all the others are. Yeah.
Okay. This is you say what? This is in the charter?
Yeah, or it say there is a section in the charter that refers to it. So let's check. So maybe call it check the charter. Check charter.
Okay. This question was who will be the depositary or trustee of the content repository? I can choose the icon, or I could hear Ayana, but maybe Ayana is not a good idea. Okay.
Again, this is probably a governance question.
Yes, sure.
At large. Because that is, it's linked with the organization who will run it.
Okay, yes.
It's another way of phrasing it, I would say.
Yes. Okay, the next question. Who shall put the final requirements in case of the parliament from scratch? Okay, this could be a factory requirement. I answer this. This working group could provide the macro functional requirements, but some kind of IT consultant or IT staff should provide the specific software requirements, because the requirement for to build the system to be very specific about technical issues, about what language to use, what kind of database or something like that. But maybe this working group should not go deep in this detail, but maybe we can mention that. Then this requirement should be necessary only if we build the system, not if we buy the service or manage in different ways. This could be a requirement for build the system. Let me put some here.
Let me check with the charter again. I'm opening up the charter again. I think there was something in there as well.
Yes.
So again, it's a matter of this is a second phase. Say first of all, it's relevant, but what is important is that whatever comes out of this. Say, because we're exploring details right now, this needs to go back to the CCTLD community and council before we had, and so it could be an advice that this would be done externally or whatsoever. So it's not directly the task, and then it's a question of the council how they want to proceed, but it's a question that needs to be answered at some point.
Okay, sure. Okay, let's move in the questions.
And questions, and it's based on the charter.
Okay. This one is from Dorsey. He says, if your organization manages multiple city police, should their information be separated by each city or not? I think yes. Each contact, each CCTLD should have its own contact, even if some kind of duplicates in the database. But this makes the things hard to maintain, But maybe this could be solved by software requirements or functional requirements for the repository.
Yeah.
Somebody has some comments about this question or this answer. Should we leave it there, or we can move it to general functions requirement?
I would move it to the requirement, so the blue one.
Okay.
Because then we have all the requirements together, grouped together, and then we can start looking at it.
Yes. This kind of thing, we think about it, will be a requirement for the repository, a functional requirement or something like that. We need to think about that. Somebody has some comments about the requirement itself? No? Okay. Let's move. Okay. I ask if the repository should...
So, Diego, you missed one up there. The again from Hitoshi. How much time acceptable?
Ah, yes, sure. Sorry. Let me check if you give me something else. Ah, yes. I moved it to fast forward on there. This is about governance, yes. This is about how much time I have to get about this. Okay, my answer of this is one of the fast group requirements is high availability. Then the outage of this system should be short, maybe a few hours maximum. Then higher availability is one of the requirements. Then this is not acceptable maybe for the company.
It's a requirement. So maybe change that one into availability of the repository itself.
Yes.
Systems availability.
Yes, I move it here to high availability 24/7.
Yep.
Requirements. Okay.
Because you could argue the other way around, it has to be available almost. It has to be available 24/7. Otherwise, the organizational availability wouldn't make sense.
Yes, and this would increase the cost of maintenance. So obviously, because everything that should have high availability is expensive.
Yeah,
I think it's needed. Okay, it's part of the requirement. Most of the services run in that way these days. I was talking about I asked about the language and scripts that should be accepted for the repository. I answer myself only English, but like in Spanish, like in a Spanish country version, I couldn't say if. If it is in Spanish too, for my region, will be very useful because it will have English right, but it's really easy to communicate in our language. But in the case of Latin America, maybe an exception because we are so many countries that we speak the same language. This is a different situation. In Asia or any other region, but I ask you, if someone has a different answer for this, or you need to build the Bantam repository in any language, or maybe the UN language, or like ICANN information right now, what do you think? Somebody from Asia, maybe, want to say something? No?
Okay. Diego, this is Bart. Maybe you move this to the requirements as well.
Yes. But I'm not so sure if this is a requirement. This should be a decision. Okay, the requirement will be that it should be in English, or that it should be
all
three or four languages or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, okay, we'll move it to the requirements. The requirement should be define the language.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is, again, a question for the community, and you can see already there are costs involved there as well.
Yeah, sure. True. Let me put this here. Question, please. Community. Okay. Yes. We hear some other question from Bart. Is there a physical map? Bart, this question is about how many registries should be there to consider the repository useful? Is that the question?
Yes, what you could see is, for instance, if the incident response or the repository is just used by maybe 20 or 30% of the ccTLD community, including IDNs, then the question is it worth pursuing and maintaining? Because, the idea is that this is as broad as... And if people are not able to pay or whatsoever, then there is the question, should you continue or should you even start doing it?
Yes. Okay, I understand well then. My answer here was, I think at least 90% of the CCTLD should be in the contract repository and in a full phase implementation. Not at the
the implication of your answer, Diego, is that, the funding becomes very, very critical.
Yes, sure. I agree with that. Yeah, sure.
This is a governance and funding question.
Yes, sure.
I suggest that you put it together with funding or governance, with what you have up there with funding models, etc.
Funding models, we move funding to...
Thought you had it somewhere. It's on the upper hand right side.
Okay, we can. The connections. We can connect it to.
Upper hand right side.
Okay, funding is here.
Yeah.
Okay. I connect it with funding.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you mention we can move it to governance or maybe?
It's a governance question as well, probably.
Yes.
It's related.
Okay.
But leave it with funding. Then it's fine.
Yes. But we can connect it with both.
Yeah.
We have connection there. Okay.
So it also determines if the community thinks there needs to be a critical mass, then the question becomes, what do you do if you don't reach the critical mass, and secondly, if for whatever reasons in time you get to a lower number of participants.
Yes. This is very difficult because we don't know by anticipate how many people will be there.
No, but it's But it depends. Say this question is say very relevant for the funding question as well. It's very much related.
Yes. In that case, we need to ensure, like a working group, this working group, we need to ensure that we don't put some barriers to the CC to be in the contact with the story. We need to establish a very clear and very simple path to have the contact from CCPLD. And if the payment could be an obstacle, then we need to change the model then in that way. Okay. Here's another question from Toshi, and he say, what requirements for data protection and leak prevention? And I think it's necessary a security policy for data management, and the security policy probably will be based on some security standard. I think this is the way to solve that, create a security policy. And this could be a requirement too for the contact repository. Do you agree with that?
Yes. And maybe rephrase it, data protection and leak prevention requirement.
Data protection, okay. Security policy for data protection. Okay?
And that's a requirement.
There's some requirement, but I don't know. Okay, that's most of the requirements by itself. Okay. Let's check this. Who will do the cost of funding models does not work? I answered this, but more like a joke. I can until funding it. But I think it's necessary to establish a risk assessment, I think, to calculate and reduce the probability of fail. I'm not so sure what to do with this question and with this answer.
It's a bit of a governance and funding question. It's related to critical mass, etc.
Yes.
Or leave it as it is.
Okay, let's move to governance. This more like governance, this will be a question for issues for CC community. Okay. But I think we need to define or prevent or establish some kind of mechanism to prevent this possible problem, the problem that mentioned here. But let's move it, okay. Let's move it to here. And after this, we move to reorganize this one. Okay, Bart asked about the cost of ensuring operation requirements. 24/7, out of band communication, keep the story up to date. This is a concern in my perspective. According to the research from IR Working Group, the PAS Working Group, this should be something like $1,400 per participant a year. This model of funding, I think we need to propose something different, because in this way, it's probably the small CCPLDs will not there in the short term, because the cost is prohibitive for the CC, for maybe for small CC. And not only the cost, because maybe the problem would be that that to be in that contract repository does not provide any income or any benefit in the short term or any evident benefit for the CC. It's more like this information, this contact information, is useful for the appeasing response teams more than for the CC by itself. Then this should be it should be covered. It could be covered. But
really?
This is more a concern. It's more a concern about requirements.
Yeah, Diego, just leave it as it is, because at the end of the day, this is, in fact, a more general question. What does it cost on, what does these, if you add all the requirements, what do they lead up to? How much does it cost?
Okay.
So just leave it as it is, and we don't need to answer all the questions at this stage. I think what is far more important is to capture, if we have to know, to understand if we captured everything that is relevant for the requirements,
yes,
etc.
Sure. Okay, let's move to the next question. So I'm Blau asking, when the repository is up and running, who shall monitor it? I can, the representatives of CCTLD. My answer to that is the duration of the repository should be guaranteed from the start. This implies a recurrent cost. Then this defines some kind of requirement for the repository in the way that this should be monitored constantly. This should be updated constantly. And
is it, Diego, is this a requirement, say that's a requirement, or is it a governance question?
I think it's a requirement, because I have no doubt about the contact repository should be running, up and running, and should be monitored constantly.
Okay,
because,
then it's a requirement.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. So it's a requirement.
It's a requirement, yes, sure. It's a requirement, and it's a main requirement. So it's a very, very basic requirement for the repository. Somebody have a different opinion about it? Okay.
No, so far following it, I think it's okay.
Sorry?
It's okay.
Okay, perfect. Okay. But I asked about how is the operational continuity and service level ensured? Okay, I suggest, or I answered that maybe it could be audited by a third party, and this should be added to the recurrent cost. But this auditing is something that will happen once a year or once every 2 years, something like that. It's not so frequently. And maybe it could be part of the requirements for the operational.
Diego?
Yes.
My intention here was, say, the background of this question is more, say, a governance question and a contractual issue. Say, the CCTL, either individual CCTLDs do it, the CCNSO Council can do it, another entity could do it, the regional organizationals could do it, but somebody needs to contact or contract the operator, whoever's going to run it, and have the service level agreed and the continuity.
Yes, I think we have two parts. One is about continuity, because the continuity, I think, should be a requirement. And the continuity in service level agreement for sure is a requirement. Okay, then who and how is a governance issue? Do you agree with that?
So you can leave it there because you've got it already on the governance.
Okay. Okay. Sure.
Because it becomes very messy.
Yeah. Okay. Just yeah. July 10 or audit whether the repository is maintained properly. This is very. It's like this question. It's the same question almost.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's leave it here. The last one. Itochi asks, who can authorize a new external interim response team to Axie Repository? My answer to that is, the rules to the Axie Repository should be defined like a use case from the start. Then reviewed for my proposal should be reviewed by some ad hoc committee. Yes?
Is somebody else?
Okay.
Okay, just continue.
Yes, yes. This new client, this new access to the contact repository, could be reviewed by some kind of ad hoc committee designed by the United Citizens at all. But I think it's necessary to provide some self-provisioning mechanism for the system, to access the system, and manage by exception rules. Who will be review it individually, case by case? This is my opinion. I don't know. And this could be something for asking to the community to, I'm not sure if this provides a requirement. I don't think so. It's more like a question for a governance. Do you agree with me, Bart?
Yes, and I think Hitoshi as well. Hitoshi, do you agree? Because he raised the question.
Yes,
okay. Yeah, it's fine. Leave it at governance. So you've got already that cluster, and you can add it to the other ones. It's already on the governance.
Yeah.
Yes, already on the governance. Okay, sure. But it's only for maintaining. Okay, but we can move it, all the governance things to this.
No matter. It's another way of looking at it.
Mm. Yeah, sure. Okay. We reviewed all the requirements, all the questions, and we have only my answers. I expect that, like we review it, you agree with that answers, or I don't know if you have a different perspective of any of these comments. Please send by an email or say something now. I don't want to have all the responsibility.
Diego.
In defense, yes.
Diego, I think what would be helpful is based on this one that we start to cluster the requirements in some of them, and so reschedule requirements and send it by email to the list. So we can do that, you and I, say based on your current scheme, how you changed it. Send it to the group and make a proposal. Okay, we consider this functional requirements, operational requirements, we consider this, and we can even say maybe refine it a bit more than say, okay, now we got the questions clustered, we got some of the answers, have a look at it, and then we can start have different groups of the working group look into detail and try to find answers for the next phase.
Okay, sure. Okay.
So that's open for you and me, and if we can do that, say, this week, that would be great. I don't know if you're available. So, Hitoshi, you had a question about Internet Tracker in one of your slides. What do you mean with internet tracker? Where did you uncover this? It's a bit off topic, I'm sorry. So I think it's on slide 11 you sent.
Please, just a moment.
Yeah.
Which slide was that? I haven't actually seen slide 7, so I'm not really sure. When was that sent? It's Mohammed.
Yeah, Mohammed sent a, say Hitoshi sent a new slide deck my morning.
Oh, okay.
And including a very, very nice overview of
I've got the Word document and the map, but I haven't seen the slides. But anyway, I'll look again.
Let me check if I can find it. Yeah, it's on say question 2, what is the incident tracker? And it's related, and that's important because that's a very, very nice overview, I think. It's related to a document Hitoshi sent as well on on the use case operation process, the Excel sheet. The incident tracker entity.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see the email sent by Hitoshi until now.
Yeah, it's early your morning, isn't it?
yes. It was so early for me. It's 1 o'clock in the morning for me.
Ooh, that's early.
Yeah, it's same here. It's 12:15 actually. But
okay. This page, this case, this is free. Very nice work.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. Okay, I need to study this.
Yeah. but I think combined, say, Hitoshi and Diego, I think combined with the requirements and say the slides and the overview of the phases, etc., we can come up already with some, say, and use the we can come up with a plan that we can discuss with the working group members in Dakar.
Yes. Yes,
because
sure.
I think we got all the components, we got all the components ready.
Yes, sure. Yes, only we need to put it in some way we can explain that in a manner to have something consistent and I think we have enough material to work on.
Yeah, we need to structure all the material, and that's what we're doing. And I think based on this one, we can take the next steps and come up with a reasonable work plan, what we want to do in the next phases.
Yes, sure. I agree with that. Okay. I don't know if we can finish here, so don't take any more time from you. Bart and I, we will work in this all this stuff to put it in some way to send you an email with requirements and that's it.
Christina?
Yes, hello, I was on mute.
Yes, I thought so. I think we've got a working group session scheduled in Dakar, haven't we?
Yes, it's on Thursday. I will just double check.
Okay, so we'll send... So for those of you who cannot attend it as a face-to-face meeting, there is the possibility for remote participation, and we will use the Adobe Room as well.
Okay. I think I've got the slides, so I'm just looking at them now. But anyway, I'll come back on to you on this.
Yeah.
I can just confirm that the time is 11 until 12 on the 27th.
Okay. That's at the same time as the DSSA working group.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. But we'll see.
I am on DSSA working group too.
Yeah. We split ourselves. And I'm pulling up.
Long.
Yeah, we had a hard time fitting in all the working groups, so unfortunately we have a clash there.
Okay. Maybe we'll attend remotely the DSSA working group.
Yeah. We'll see what
happens. We need to figure out that.
One question. Who of you will attend the Dakar meeting?
I'm scheduled, but I've got also the ITU meeting in Geneva, so I'm going to see how we're going to do this, but somehow I just have to do it.
And Mohammed, will you be in Dakar?
Yeah, that's what I just said. I will be actually in Geneva for
an ITU meeting
with the minister. Yeah, but I will... I'm trying to see if I can either join you earlier or later somehow.
Yeah. Sorry, you sound a bit like Isaac. Isaac, will you be in Dakar?
Isaac might be on mute.
Star 7.
I think he's here. Isaac?
Yes.
Will you be in Dakar?
No, I will not be in the car. I will participate remotely.
Okay. Hitoshi?
He will also participate remotely.
Okay.
Yes.
No? You will not be in Dakar. Okay. And then?
No. I will be in Dakar, but I have the same choice that I can make between DSSA and incident response.
Okay. I think so. Diego, what we do is we'll combine stuff and send it to the list, and then use the opportunity to sit down in Dakar and put everything on ISAC. And Hitoshi's, and who's not there physically, and make them work.
Okay, sure. Okay, that's it. We can finish this.
Yes, it's 20 past the hour.
Yes, we stand a little bit. Sorry about that. Okay, I want to thank you to be here in the working group, and see you soon.
Yeah. And thank you.
Okay.
And Hitoshi will run through your stuff in Dakar. Definitely.
Yes, sure.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
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 Bye.